I want to talk about directions for troubled times. We are living in troubled times. Seems to me that every day something else hits the news that reveals that we are a country that is moving rapidly away from God's laws and principles and more toward the religion and the principles of what's called secular humanism. I'm not going to preach too long today. Y'all just hang with me for a few moments. Secular humanism embraces human reason, ethics, philosophical naturalism, and social justice as the foundation of what is acted upon, while specifically rejecting religious principles. Let me run that by you again. It is a religion. It is a belief system. Secular humanism that embraces human reasoning, human ethics, philosophical naturalism, and it specifically rejects religious principles for the basis of what it believes and acts on. It basically declares this, that God's laws and standards don't matter. What matters is what is important and of value to the person at that moment. So in other words, doesn't matter what God says is right or wrong. Whatever you decree you need to do or you want to do becomes what's right at that moment in life. As a matter of fact, it's called, sometimes called situational ethics. Whatever the situation calls for, I'm justified to do it at that moment. I wish I had an amen right here from somebody. These are troubled times. A few months ago, last August, I talked to you guys about the Bible warning us about what happens in the last days. I want to read 2 Timothy chapter 3 and the first 5 verses to you for just a moment. 2 Timothy chapter 3, let me read it to you, verses 1 through 5. Here's what it says. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Slowly our country is revealing that we are in last days. In our country, you can kill an unborn child, a child with a heartbeat, blood running through its veins, a child that can feel pain, but because a woman has the right to choose, you can kill that unborn baby. But at the same time, listen to this, if you destroy an egg of a bald eagle or some other endangered species, you can go to jail. Y'all, now some of y'all not gonna like this, but that's okay. Sometimes I have to, I meant to tell y'all, this is not one of those messages where you're gonna go out shouting on today. As a matter of fact, you're probably not gonna like a lot of the things I have to say, but every now and then the pastor has to speak prophetically into the culture of our day. The institution of marriage is slowly being dismantled. Legalized gay marriage is sweeping across the country at a record pace. The ultimate goal is not just for gay marriage. The ultimate goal of that agenda is to destroy the institution of marriage, period, as we understand it. The next step is, let's have multiple people in marriages. Let's have 4 or 5 people be married to each other. Do you not know that their laws are already on the books now? That gay marriage are not laws, but there are suits in pursuit. Their suits have been filed that say basically polygamy ought to be allowed. So now you can have multiple wives. I'm struggling with the one that I have. How can any man handle more than one woman at a time is beyond me. Come on, brother, say amen. Don't leave me hanging out here by myself. I'm just trying to figure out how can I handle a multiple hot, cold open the windows, close the windows, turn the air up, turn the air down. How can I handle multiple emotional cycles of nice one day and me, brothers, don't leave me hanging out here by myself. How can a woman handle multiple jokers who don't bring the paycheck home? How can you handle multiple jokers who is insensitive to your emotional needs? And how can you handle multiple guys coming in changing the channel in the middle of the show that you're watching? Y'all see the ladies don't have no trouble saying amen. The gay rights movement, the gay marriage movement runs under the disguise of civil rights. Civil rights were designed for race protection, not behavior protection. Our children, we are troubled, it's troubled times. Our children cannot pray in school unless they do it privately and quietly. But they can blast music with profane words in it all day long. Oh, don't bring your Bible to school. You can't bring the Bible to school, but you can pass out condoms in the school. Last night we learned that our legal system will acquit you. Let me finish. If you follow an African-American young man in a neighborhood that he was legally in, allow you to racially profile him, call him suspicious, engage him in a fight, shoot and kill him with a loaded gun that you had concealed, and go home not guilty, guilty of absolutely nothing. They said that the killer's mindset at the moment became the standard of the day. Listen to me, y'all. I tell you, this thing has deeply troubled me. And I don't, y'all know, I don't normally jump on these political issues, but this thing I cannot let go by without talking about. I'm having trouble. I was speechless last night. It took the breath out of me. I heard the killer's lawyer say that the man did absolutely wrong, nothing wrong, but defend himself. I wondered. I heard them say in the court that the young black man used the concrete has a weapon. In other words, you know, people are saying this guy didn't have no weapon, and so the killer's lawyers said that he used the concrete as a weapon. And I thought to myself, if he had seen that the killer had a gun, and he felt his own life was in danger, would he have had a right to pound his head into the concrete then? It's a problem. The order of the day of our law system says this, that the killer's mindset at the moment became the standard. And it dismissed all the behavior before. These are troubled times. I'm appalled. I'm left speechless. I don't know what to say or what to do. It's a sign of the times. It is a sign that we are rapidly kicking God and His truth and principles out of our society and out of our culture. We are rapidly making what man wants and what makes humans happy and satisfied. That is becoming the order of the day and the standard by which everything is judged. Forget about God's laws. Forget about God's principles. It becomes the standard of the day. And so I wonder, God, what do I do? What do I say? Where do we go? And these words rang in my soul all night long. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Can I stop right here and tell you, God told me that it's important for us to redirect our focus, not toward the injustices of the day that will drain you emotionally, psychologically. But remember that our hope and our trust is in the Lord, who is our light and our salvation. He is the strength of my life. When the wicked come against you to eat up your flesh, your enemies and foe, they will stumble and fall. Though our army should encamp against you, your heart should not fear. Though war may rise against you, in this be confident. Be confident in this, that one thing I have desired of the Lord, and here's what I will seek after. I will seek to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. What am I telling you? Whatever you do, stick with the house. Dwell in the house of the Lord and to pursue the beauty of the Lord. Here's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Here's what I'm trying to say. I don't care how ugly society gets, God is still beautiful to me. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Here's what it all got to say. When I don't know what to do and when I don't know what to say and when I don't know the answers to life, I can make my way to the house of God and ask him to give me an answer to what I don't understand. I will never lose heart and never lose faith in the God that I serve. Though the world is rapidly going down, the Jesus we serve is still alive and well. He is still Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He is still Alpha and Omega. He is still the beginning of the end. But Pastor, what do we say when we feel so despondent? I'm with you. I'm feeling your pain. And that's why I heard God tell me that in the time of trouble, he said, I will hide you. He says, in the time of trouble, and we are in troubled times. Tell your neighbor, we're in some troubled times. Tell them on the other side, we're in troubled times. Y'all didn't hear, tap the person in front of you. Look around to the person behind you. Find somebody else for a third time and say, these are troubled times. But I will not lose my heart. I will not lose my faith. I will not stop trusting God. Because he said, he shall hide me in his pavilion. What's a pavilion? It's a covered place. Here's what I'm telling you. You better serve God because he can cover you. Y'all, excuse me. He's the one who can protect you. He's the one who's got your back. Somebody say, he will cover me. I'm in a covered place. He shall hide me in his pavilion. Hallelujah. I feel a shout. I can go ahead and walk with confidence because he's covered me. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Don't have an attitude. Don't get mad at other folk. We serve a God who will hide you. He shall hide me in his pavilion, and he will hide me in the secret place of his tabernacle. The scripture says he shall hide me. He's got a dwelling place for us. Somebody say, thank God his tabernacle is a dwelling place. I've got some place I can hang out in the presence of a holy and a righteous God. When I don't know what to do or what to say, when I'm troubled by the circumstances of what I see in front of me, he said, we have a hiding place. As a matter of fact, the text goes on a little further and says, he shall set me high upon a rock. and my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Oh, I feel a shout coming on me right now, because we have the promises of God, is that this, he said he will not let our enemies prevail over us. I can get despondent looking at the circumstances and looking at the troubled times and looking at God getting kicked out of every arena of life, kicked out of schools, kicked out of the government, kicked out of the law system, kicked out. Matter of fact, God's getting kicked out of some of our churches. They don't want to hear the scriptures. They don't want to believe the word of God. But I am persuaded that there will be a day when the Lord himself shall descend and will establish his throne and his kingdom. And at that season and at that time, he shall be setting us up on a rock, and our head shall be lifted up above our enemies. Hallelujah. It may look bad now, but victory's coming after a while. Y'all excuse me. It may look sad now, but victory's coming after a while. It may be troubled now, but let me assure you, we shall be the head and not the tail. We shall be the victors and not the victims. We shall be up and not down. We shall win and not lose. We shall go up and not down. Y'all excuse me. Our head shall be lifted up above our enemies. You say, what do we do in the meantime, Pastor? What do we do between now and then? Don't sit down. Keep standing. I'm coming to a close. I said, God, what do we do? What do I say? What do I say? And he told me, he said, offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. Sing. Sing praises to the Lord. And that's what I come to tell y'all. We trouble now. We got trouble. But we're not going to let trouble steal our joy. We're not going to let trouble tap our strength. We shall offer up sacrifices of joy to the God that we serve. I will sing, yes. I will sing. That's what we're going to do today. Sing. Sing joyful. Sing with a shout. He's still God. He's still in charge. He's still got power. He still is Alpha and Omega. He's still alive. Yeah. Sing. 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 He's still God. He's still alive. He's still well. Yeah.
Today's dynamic message from Pastor Jenkins is one that has the power to change your life, but it can only do so if you have a heart and soul that belong to Jesus Christ. Perhaps you want to be able to make such a claim, but you don't know how. It's simple. You just have to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and rose again with all power. Your sins are now forgiven, and you're part of the family of God. Welcome. Maybe you're already saved and in need of a church home, one that will nurture your growth and development as a Christian. Or perhaps you were once in fellowship with God, but have since drifted away and are ready to return to your first love. Whatever the case, we'd love to have you become a part of the First Baptist family. Simply contact us at 301-773-3600 or visit our website at www.fbcglenarden.org for more information on any one of our four convenient services or our 100-plus ministries designed to meet your most intimate needs. First Baptist Church of Glenarden, where God is developing dynamic disciples.